Erevin Pergyot Mishnah Aleph 10:5. The Mishnah says, Lo yamud adam bershus hayachid v'yashin bershus haram, or bershus haram v'yashin bershus hayachid. A person may not stand in a bershus hayachid, a private domain, v'yashin bershus haram, and urinate into the public domain, or bershus haram, standing in a public domain, v'yashin bershus hayachid, and urinate into a private domain. V'chein lo yarok, and similarly, he may not spit from one domain to another domain. If he would do such a thing, that would be considered a full-blown act of hotza'ah, for which he'd be chayav achatas. It's an isra doraisa of transference. One might ask, as the Gemara does, that normally the rule is when you do a hotza'ah transference, you need to have both the akira, setting the object into motion, and the hanacha, and the putting it down again, and the akira must come from a significant place. It typically defined as a place which is a makom dalet al dalet, a place that's 4x4 tefachim in size, which confers sort of stability and some level of like significance and permanence to the place in which the object is currently resting. But the Gemara says, since a person has full intent to fully uproot this otherwise and up to now stable fluid from his body, it has equal status, the equivalent of taking it from a makom dalet al dalet, and therefore he's fully chayav. As far as sticking your head out the window or something like that, so the din is we go after where your body is. So if a person was standing in the Rishus HaYachid and stuck his head out the window and bent into the Rishus HaRabim where his head was, that wouldn't help things actually. He'd still be chayav. Okay. Misha says further, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Misha Nitlash Ruko Befiv. Already when the saliva in your mouth has been detached and is now gathered in your mouth. So that means the halacha, we're going to pause, this means that it means that it's ready to spit out. So you've gathered up the spit and it can go even from like side to side in your mouth, it's ready to spit out. So then, lo yahalech arba amos ad shiarok, a person may not walk four amos in the Rishus HaRabim with that saliva gathered in his mouth. He has to first expel it so that he's not carrying in the Rishus HaRabim, because once the saliva is sort of gathered together and it stands alone, ready to be spit out, so it's considered to be a masa, something he's carrying. He's just carrying it in his mouth, and therefore he'd be chayv. So he has to make sure he spits it out first before he transfers it. The Bartanura paskens like the Rambam and says the ein halacha ker Yehuda, that the halacha doesn't follow the shita, meaning that one would not be disallowed of walking around with saliva gathered in his mouth. Others, like the Tur, disagree and understand that the Tanakhama isn't arguing with Rabbi Yehuda. He's just saying a din all to itself without anybody to argue with him, and that the halacha does follow Rabbi Yehuda, that one must spit out what's in his mouth before he walks. He can't walk with spit gathered in his mouth in the Rishus HaRabim, and that is the halacha, Pasan Shulchan Aruch, notwithstanding what the Bartanura says.